Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, still extremely frightening with what happened with the Miami condo collapse. And we spoke about this yesterday, how one of the victims was on the phone with her husband at 1:30 a.m. on that Thursday morning in the middle of the night. Her husband, Mike Stratton, I believe he's a Democratic strategist, was in Washington, D.C. for work at the time. So he was speaking to his wife. And the wife had called him frantically, saying that she saw a sinkhole where the pool was, or near the pool. And then all of a sudden he hears these screams, and the call completely stops and disconnects. And he said obviously he could never, you know, he could never forget that. That has got to probably be the most scary thing anybody could even imagine. But she reported a sinkhole. Now, with the building collapse, whenever somebody hears, you know, something so tragic and so completely overwhelming happen, you try to intellectualize it. You know, you go through the processes of grief because this is very, very scary. And one of the stages of grief is the anger stage, and the anger stage has taken hold, and people want heads to roll. And investigators and experts are looking at, you know, who didn't do their job, who didn't repair the damages that were reported. Apparently throughout the years there were damages reported, and apparently there was supposed to be a $15 million bill for quote-unquote accelerating damage that the building was supposed to take care of. And so you're hearing all of these reports of damage and possible structural integrity issues that could have contributed to this. But one thing that I want to make sure is also considered, because multiple other buildings could be at risk, is the sinkhole theory. And I'm kind of surprised that not more people are discussing sinkholes. So sinkholes are notorious for the ground just collapsing underneath structures. And there are multiple areas throughout the United States that are vulnerable to sinkholes. There's little places actually throughout most states. We see a lot in the Midwest, some near the Northeast, but there's a hot spot near Miami. Now, what is a sinkhole? So a sinkhole is where the earth underneath the surface becomes weak, and it's not strong enough to hold the what's on the surface. Now, that can happen because of types of rock. It can happen because water got inside. There could be erosion, maybe pipes and other sorts of structural issues could have weakened the subsurface land. But the land gets so weak that the top layer falls. And when you watch the video of the building, it seemed to vertically sink. And then things fall in. Now, I'm not saying a sinkhole is the only reason that there was an issue. I mean, you know, the land apparently has been sinking 2 millimeters every year for decades now. But you couple that with the structural integrity and all that, I mean, a sinkhole is really hard to escape. And we've been talking about Florida for years and how the West is drying up and the East is getting more wet and almost looks like, you know, parts of Florida may slowly be going underwater. Now, I know that's very highly debatable, but sadly, the higher the water levels, the less integrity the subsurface terrain has. And so I worry that these gorgeous condos and high-rises that are all along that Florida seaboard can be at risk. And you could have the best inspector possible. You could fix every crack. If a sinkhole is happening, that building collapses. Cars fall in. It's just debilitating. So some of the below ground vulnerabilities would be limestone, carbonate rocks, salt beds, rocks that could become dissolved and weathered. And so what they believe happens, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, water dissolves the minerals in the rock, leaves residue, and then opens spaces within the rock. So it's called weathering. Then water washes away soil and residue from the voids in the rock. So when you have concrete slab, water can't get into it. But when you have porous rock, water could get in there, and now you have extra forces. Okay, remember we talked about pimples? Very similar to that. Lowering of groundwater levels can cause a loss of support for the soft material in the rock spaces. That could lead to collapse, changing groundwater gradients, groundwater like due to removing or introducing water to the system. So if there was faulty plumbing and issues underneath the condo, that could also weaken the subsurface terrain. So loose material gets flushed out. Again, the more flow, the more forces. Any change to a hydraulic system, putting more water in or taking it out, could also cause the system to become unstable, could lead to sinkholes. And then, of course, seasonal changes, where you have groundwater table changes, freezing, thawing of the ground, extremes of precipitation, such as drought versus heavy rain. So there are signs sometimes that a sinkhole can happen. Sinkholes, even though they do happen very quickly, the buildup can happen years before. So what are some signs? New cracks in the building. Cracks that don't make a lot of sense. Your doors and windows might have issues opening and closing. Your cabinetry could be off. Remember, if you are off by a millimeter or two, ask any carpenter. It messes up the work. There's no way to keep everything aligned. Fences could appear irregular or fallen. Signs could look tilted or fall. The ground might even appear depressed. There could be floors that are slanted. You could see wires that break through the walls. We're starting to see all these pictures of things that were wrong with the building, and you wonder if that was a symptom of the sinking beginning. Very sad case. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of us have tried to lose weight? How many of us have considered wiring our jaws shut? Now, if I could just wire my jaws shut, I would lose weight. I've never thought about that. I wouldn't even give it a thought. Because if I have an eating issue, and I believe I do, it's because I am obsessed with chocolate. I exercise a lot, but I probably don't exercise enough to manage the chocolate. I don't really eat that much chocolate. But I think also my weight issues are very, very genetic. I think there's also a hormone. I think my metabolism is completely shot. And I think all the makeup and hair products and plastic bottles and other things that are surrounding me are hormonally influencing my metabolism as well. So if I do eat one or two pieces of chocolate a day, I'm screwed. But I would never consider wiring my jaw shut. In the 70s, there was a big groundbreaking study. I think it was published in The Lancet, 1977. Or is it Rogers? Rogers et al. Et al. Means a whole bunch of other doctors. Or researchers. Rogers et al. Looked at, I believe, 17 patients who were obese, and they wired their jaws shut. And they didn't just wire them shut, they were still able to drink and things like that. And all patients lost a significant amount of weight, comparable at that time to intestinal bypass surgery. One even achieved her ideal weight. So everyone's like, oh, that's what you do. You wire the jaws shut and all that. This was in the 70s. Yet, two-thirds of the patients started gaining weight right away. And it was, they thought, an effective procedure, but it wasn't long-lasting. There's been many ethical discussions on that. Can you ethically wire a person's mouth shut and go to sleep at night, right? And think you're fine. So this has been going on for years. In fact, many dental experts have spoken out going, dentistry can help in the obesity process. Let us do something with the jaw. But the problem is, like I said, it's not just you wanting to open your mouth. I mean, if I want chocolate and all I can do is get liquids, then I'm going to be drinking Hershey syrup. I'm telling you right now, you cannot close my jaw enough. I will snort the chocolate, okay? I love chocolate. Ain't gonna happen. So here we are, 2021. Are we done with the whole discussion on jaw wiring? No. No, we're not. It's back. And it's back in full force. So some experts are trying to market their Dental Slim Diet Control. And these are researchers from the UK and the University of Otago in New Zealand. I hope I pronounced that right. And they developed an oral device that allows the user to only open up their jaw about 2 millimeters. So, and they can talk, but they can't eat. Now, I know my husband would be like, wait a second, I don't mind about the eating issue, but really, she wouldn't be able to talk and yell. It's very hard to yell with your mouth closed, you know, to that degree. You need a wide jaw. You need not approximation, it's the opposite, where you can open up your mouth. Anyway, so when you yell, it's really hard to yell like this. Like, Corey, take out the garbage. Can't do it. Like, Corey, take out the garbage now! That's a lot easier to yell. I yell at him a lot. Oh my God, he's in the house. I was yelling. So, Dental Slim Diet Control is comprised of closed field magnets. Now, we're talking powerful magnets. It's got some brackets. It's got some bolts. And apparently a dentist has to cement it onto your first molar. Now, there's supposed to be a safety mechanism such that if, God forbid, you're choking on something, or if you're having a panic attack, you should be able to unlock it. But it's not supposed to be an easy contraption that you put in, not, you know, on or off, because you won't do it. So it's put on by a dentist. And after obtaining ethical approval from the Health and Disability Ethics Committees, the researchers tested this contraption on 7 obese European females whose BMI ranked over 40. And they were then morbidly obese. One of these 7 women left for reasons unrelated to the study. Now, you would think it's because she didn't want her jaw cemented shut with magnets and all sorts of stuff. My guess is she probably had to yell at her husband and kids. Yeah, the weight loss takes a back seat. If I got to yell at my house, if I have to run my household, I need to run my household. But you can't do that. You know, one of a woman's, you know, best weapons and most effective tools is her ability to communicate. And you limit our ability to communicate, not good. Not good at all. So after 2 weeks of ingesting only a commercially available liquid diet, so I don't know if that could be Boost or Ensure, who knows, study participants were surveyed on their comfort and tolerability of the device. Now, they lost an average of 6 kilograms. So 6 kilograms is about 13 pounds. So that was about 5% their body weight. 13 pounds, that wouldn't be enough. That would not win me over. No way. So study participants said, or the study author said, that the participants had trouble pronouncing some words. They felt tense and embarrassed, but only occasionally. The participants hardly ever reported a change in taste sensation or felt uncomfortable drinking. That's why I think it's very hard to drink a shot like that. You have to... I don't think you could do that. So your alcohol content would be less. That lowers calories. They said participants indicated that they occasionally had discomfort and felt that life in general was less satisfying. I would agree. Qualitative analysis. Also, how do you kiss and sex and things like that? That's got to be very difficult. Now, it's already a no for me. Qualitative analysis showed that the participants were happy with the outcome and motivated to lose more weight. So, you know, sadly, this doesn't do us women a lot of justice. And I know it was 7 women, 1 who left. But I got to tell you, if I lose weight doing something, I will do it again. I will repeat it. So if it's drinking, I don't know, apple cider vinegar or some nasty concoction and I lose weight, I'll do it. And so, but is it something you could do long term? Now, how expensive is this? Well, in a press release, the lead researcher, Dr. Paul Brunton, states that he believes the device is not only safe and effective, but also an affordable method of weight loss. I don't believe we have the price. So, let's say it works. Let's say jaw occlusion. Is occlusion the right word? Works. How long can you do it for long term? You know, the big issue I had with patients is they would crash diet. And they might lose their 5 or 10 pounds and then they gain it right back. Or patients are like, you know what? I'm going to hit the gym. And I'm going to do 2 hours a day. And I would tell them, can you start with 30 minutes a day? Well, I could lose more weight doing 2 hours. I go, yeah, but can you keep that up? If you're going to lose all this weight now in your 30s and 40s, can you also do that in your 50s? Can you do that in your 60s? Can you do that in your 70s? If you can't keep up that regimen to rapidly lose your weight, then you're going to gain it back. I mean, if you can't change your habits, if you can't keep your exercise that high a level, then your body's going to notice a deficit. So whatever you do has to be something that you can maintain. So if somebody said, Dahlia, just cut all your carbs and no chocolate, I might do that for 2 minutes. I could maybe for 2 minutes not have a carb. But if you're asking me to do that for 20 years, it's not going to happen. I'm going to go to a wedding. I'm going to go to a birthday and there's going to be cake. There's going to be birthday cake. And there's going to be some chocolate on that birthday cake. And I'm going to want to sink my teeth into that. So when you look at why people are obese, genetics is huge. You come from an overweight family. That's an issue. You come from a skinny family. It helps. But let's say you're eating the vegetables and you're cutting the carbs and you're eating lean meat and you're exercising. Yes, you will lose weight. You're not going to be, though, like the skinny genetic skinnies. But you'll be able to possibly maintain a lower weight. But there's so many factors. And if somebody even found this jaw thing uncomfortable, it's not going to last. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. everywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday will travel to South Texas, where he's expected to report on the border wall and expose the Biden administration's open border policy. Trump will be joined in the Rio Grande Valley by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has vowed to complete Trump's wall along the Texas line with state funds and private donations. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said Monday that the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust complaint against the media giant Facebook failed to show its monopoly, effectively dismissing the DOJ lawsuit. Now, the DOJ can get a second chance with Boasberg, an appointee of President Obama, within 30 days. Condo owners in the South Florida tower that collapsed last week were facing assessments for millions of dollars worth of repairs, with payments set to begin this week. The Champlain Tower South Condo Association approved a $15 million assessment in April to complete repairs required under the county's 40-year recertification process. USA Radio News. Asphalt buckled, insulation melted off wires. How hot is it in the Pacific Northwest? Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Several cities in the Pacific Northwest set new record highs as the region bakes amid a severe heat wave. Seattle made it to 107 degrees Monday, breaking the previous record of 104, which was set on Sunday. Portland, Oregon set a record for the third straight day, reaching 115 degrees. Forecasters say a little relief is on the way for some areas as a dome of high pressure moves to the east, taking the worst of the heat with it. Temperatures in Seattle and Portland should return to the 80s by Wednesday.
Mexican authorities on Monday found a boy thought to be about 2 years old alone near an overcrowded truck that had been carrying more than 100 migrants in suffocating conditions. Wearing no shirt, the boy stood by himself surrounded by a handful of packaged snacks and half-empty water bottles. Mexican authorities believe the boy is Guatemalan. No plans have been announced by Vice President Kamala Harris to end the humanitarian crisis at the border. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got the Delta variant. We have California now talking about masks and having people back on masks. And we're just trying to get our lives back. And, you know, this is when I just need to surround myself with people I love. People who are good friends, people who get me, people also who know what they're talking about. So joining us next, he's been on the show before, Simon Conway, syndicated radio host, and very good friend of mine. Simon, thank you so much for joining us. And, man, bless you for all you do throughout this whole pandemic and mess that we're in.
My pleasure for coming back on with you, Dahlia. And, you know, I'm going to California on Friday, and I'm taking, like, 60 of my listeners with me. It will not go down well if they try and mask us up.
Oh, man, I know. And you have a very personal experience with COVID. Tell us about what happened when you had COVID.
Right, so I got it. I was being careful. I was broadcasting from home for a while. I do have some underlying things going on, so I was being careful. My wife brought it home, basically, from her work, and we both got it. And got hold of my doc, and I did not ask for drugs. I never do that. Those commercials on TV and on radio, mm-hmm. I'm always amazed at them. Ask your doctor for this. No, I think my doctor should know, frankly. Mm-hmm. It should be on. So I never do that, but the doc put me on hydroxychloroquine, an antibiotic, and strongly recommended exceptionally high doses of vitamin C and D3, and put me on some zinc. And I do take very, very high doses, like 15,000 a day, I think was the C.
Wow.
That's what she did, and I kicked it in the butt in 5 days.
I was going to ask, how long was your hydroxychloroquine regimen?
I think, if my memory serves me correctly, it was a 12-day regimen, but I kicked the coronavirus in 5 days. I couldn't get tested for the second time until day 10, and it was negative the second that day 10 test. But if I'd been able to do it after 5 days, I'm sure it would have been negative. I felt absolutely normal.
That's fantastic.
And I didn't really have it very badly either.
Yeah, but still, but then again, you had early intervention. This is one thing we talk about on our show. It's so frustrating that we have monoclonal antibody treatments. We have treatments out there that need to be, you know, studied and tested and considered. And many people, they're told to stay home until it gets worse and then show up at the hospital. And I really believe with any sort of COVID fight or flu, you need to kind of institute treatment early.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that the majority of people were being told, yep, go home, and if you start not being able to breathe, you should probably go to the hospital. I'm thinking, what advice is that? That's crazy. So
exactly.
Luckily I had a great doc, and she immediately, this is what she did.
Now,
certainly in my case, it worked.
Not to get too personal, but, you know, your doctor was pretty gutsy with the hydroxychloroquine, considering your medical history. Do you want to share a little bit of your medical history?
Sure, I don't mind. I'm an open book. I talk about it on the air. In October of 2017, I had two heart attacks in 5 days, which I was completely unaware of, by the way, because my only symptom was I threw up. That was it. Twice in 5 days. A walk-in dog, his gut told him. He saved my life, really. Because I had no other symptom, and when he said, I think you're having a heart attack, I literally looked him in the face and said, shut up.
Yeah.
All I'd done was thrown up. I'd only gone in there because I thought I had a stomach bug. And he did all the tests and everything was negative. And he said, I still think you're having a heart attack. And so he sent me down to the ER, and he was right. So sometimes going with your gut is very important.
Yes.
So I've got that, and I'm diabetic, although got my A1C down below 7 now, darling. I'm very proud of that.
Fantastic. See, I speak about you a lot on my show. So my listeners have been hearing about your story for a long time, and so I'm really grateful that you were able to come on and share it because, you know, if hydroxychloroquine could work in somebody who had two heart attacks and prevent him, while he has diabetes, from getting severe COVID, it means we really need to consider hydroxychloroquine and study it more and see which populations we can, you know, use it in terms of, you know, preventing, you know, morbidity or mortality with COVID.
Right. I mean, this wasn't some, you know, junior doctor. She'd been a doctor for a very long time. She also served in uniform as a doctor in our armed forces before she left that as a colonel, I think. So this is a very senior person. And I repeat, I did not ask her for these drugs. I never do that with a doc. That's your area of expertise, and that's what she thought I should be on, and she prescribed it. And interestingly, the pharmacy didn't even blink.
Nice.
It was, you know, it was a main high street pharmacy. They didn't even blink. They didn't say, what up? I just dished it out.
Yep. We're speaking to Simon Conway, syndicated radio host, flagship WHO Radio, WHO Radio. Now, Simon actually got the COVID vaccine, but because, you know, if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen to Simon. He had an experience with the COVID vaccine. So share with us that.
I did. Yes, I did. So I got the vaccine. The main reason I got the vaccine, because, you know, well, listen, I was raised, if you get the thing, you don't need the shot afterwards. You know, I had a mum where I got mumps, and we invited all my friends around so that they could all get mumps. That's how I was raised. So the other reason I got the vaccine is at some point, as soon as they stop demanding that you quarantine, I need to go to England because I have a grandbaby I've literally never seen. So I need to go. And the other one's going to forget who the heck I am if I don't get this in. So I got the vaccine because I know they're going to demand it. That's why I got the vaccine. This happened to me, and I didn't even connect the two until very recently. After each shot, I got pericarditis.
Wow.
And it's a horrible feeling, by the way. It feels like
what were your symptoms?
Heart attack, which my... It was like a pain in my chest. It was real chest pain. Go on my side, chest pain. And, you know, really bad chest pain. But I didn't connect two things until it said, you know, we got the CDC saying, yep, teenage boys, they're getting inflammation around the heart.
You know what? You're a teenager to me, you know? So, but it explains that, you know, maybe people who have had previous, you know, maybe cardiac pathology, that, you know, maybe the immune system is like, we want to make sure we protect this heart. So we want to make sure we're a little, we'll surround it. And sometimes it does cause inflammation, in the adolescent and the Gen Z and millennial age group. So frightening,
well,
but, you know.
It has to be connected. I mean, you know, has to be connected to it. There's no doubt in my mind. And I just got rid of it with ibuprofen. I mean, it's inflammation, so you take an anti-inflammatory, right?
Right.
The first time, it got rid of it really very quickly, like a day and a half. The second time took about 4 days. But it's gone, and I feel great, and I'm well past time.
Well, thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Feel fine. Feel great.
Well, Simon, we're coming up on break, so I really appreciate you coming on. I really appreciate you sharing. Like I said, you know, it's nice for the listeners to hear the voice behind, you know, I talk about you all the time, and I can't wait to have you back, and we'll talk some more. But, you know, thank you for sharing everything you went through, because I know that's personal stuff. You got pretty personal, and I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, hey, we're on the radio with nothing's personal, is it?
So true. TMI are our call letters. All right, don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. Simon, love you. We'll have you back. You take care, man.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Don't wait. Go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sully.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you don't live in California. I live near California. I was born there. So even though I live in Nevada, I still consider myself part Californian because you just can't shed your roots. I was born in California. I will always have a place in my heart for that state. It's one of the most beautiful states in the country. But I gotta tell you, man, they have some weird stuff going on. And as of June 15th, they were completely full Monty. They were back open. Disneyland open. You don't have to wear the masks if you're vaccinated. Really just a you know, Mickey and Donald Duck jumping in the air going yippee or whatever they say in the Disney world. And it's the Disney, not Disney world, but in the world of Disney. And it was a happy, happy, happy time. That I can't wait to get my Disney on. I'm ready to get all goofy and come down to Disneyland and have some fun. So to me, California is Disneyland and beaches. And they've been following the CDC guidelines lately now when it comes to masks. Sadly, they are now suggesting that even if you're vaccinated, to get back in the masks. It's not a mandate yet. They need to be very, very careful. They do not want to anger 75 million people. But they are now encouraging, strongly encouraging, an L.A. county. So this is L.A. county, one of the largest counties, for people to get back in masks. Why? The Delta variant. Now, I keep getting asked, how much do we have to worry about this Delta variant? So here's the thing. If what we are being told is 1,000% true, then yeah, we have to worry. I mean, if everything they're saying, where this virus is more transmissible, this virus is more lethal, it has a mutation that's on tons of other strains, allowing it to bypass monoclonal antibody treatments and allowing us to evade our immunity. And we think that it might outsmart our vaccines, and it decimated a whole bunch of people in India. And it's already 20% of the cases. And now it's rising in California. Yes, we have to worry. We have to be concerned. If we've been lied to about the virus. Yeah, it's natural. Somebody ate a bat or they had bat soup in the Wuhan market. And now we have all these viral strains circulating the world that just happened naturally. I would still worry. I mean, I am extremely frustrated and annoyed that it has taken this long and we still don't have any progress made on where this all started, how it all started, who made it happen, and if that same entity has been making the mutations. And if that same entity has been releasing these mutations. So if we're going to be under the premise that this is a natural occurring phenomenon, it's still beyond anything humans can control. Now, that being said, I see what you guys wear for masks. A lot of what you wear for masks are useless. And I really urge President Biden, if he is spending trillions of dollars on the COVID fight, to at least buy everybody some N95 respirators, some N95 mask respirators without the valve. Those are the masks that protect people. If we're really, really worried about the variant, that would be what protects people, not these flimsy things that people put on their face. But even more so is we keep having this hypocritical narrative coming from the government. So if there's a variant and we're being told that vaccinated people, even the World Health Organization had said vaccinated people should still wear the mask because we don't know if the vaccine is going to work against a variant. Every other day we're being told one headline or another, the vaccine works against a variant. The vaccine works against a variant. Now I have to admit, with the Alpha variant, so far so good. Our hospitalizations are down. The UK Alpha variant has been the main one currently circulating since the spring. Thank God. Hospitalizations are down. But then again, they started to go down also in the summer, last year. So what are we facing for the fall? Which is why don't throw out your mask. Clean it. Get a new one, but don't throw out the dirty one. But don't think you're going to be completely maskless because we don't know what's happening this fall. So is the drop in cases because of our robust vaccination program, Or is it because that's just kind of what the virus does in the summer? Starts to go down. We don't seem to get a lot of cases. People are outdoors. They're getting vitamin D. They're not confined in a room where they're breathing other people's exhalation. And so they're able to get some fresh air and not get as much of a bolus of the virus. So there's a lot of other things we have to kind of consider. I'm going to credit the vaccines, but we have to keep in mind there could be something else. But the big problem people are having with this mask, no mask, and now LA County might be recommending masks again for vaccinated people, is we kept being fed not 100% truthful medicine. And that's why we doctors had to tap dance and had to, or walk a tightrope, I should say, and be very, very careful. Because we don't want to lie to patients and say a mask is going to be 100% effective. But we don't want to lie to people and say you're being vaccinated means you're not going to get COVID. We need to be honest. And a doctor that's honest will say, look, guys, you could be vaccinated and still get COVID. You could be vaccinated and still spread COVID. Your mask provides a barrier, but it doesn't really completely protect you and others from COVID. But it's a barrier. So when people say, yeah, I'm vaccinated so I could shed the mask, well, the problem with that is, well, no, because vaccinated people, I don't want to say no in terms of shedding the mask, but a vaccinated person is not immune completely. They're going to have some great levels of immunity, but they could still get sick. And so, you know, we kind of are of this premise of, well, wear the mask when we tell you, but as a treat, we're going to dangle this carrot. You can take off the mask if you're vaccinated, so get the vaccine. And then we're going to reward you by not making you wear the mask. You're not really following the science. If you're really following the science, and this is a deadly virus that can infect and spread and be on people's respiratory droplets, then that would mean everybody would have to wear a mask. But I think people are sick of the masks. I think, you know, wearing a mask temporarily might help, but we're going into a second year. It's not that 2 years of masks, people just, they just can't do it. And it's, some are. So there's a lot of inconsistencies. And so right now, the next narrative is, we get you guys are vaccinated, but you could still spread the virus. And that's going to alter a lot of work, colleges' approach to vaccine in terms of saying, look, we need to make sure you're not carrying and spread the virus, so anybody on this campus has to be vaccinated. Well, but apparently you can't spread it, and you can get sick. So whether you're vaccinated or not, yeah, I mean, unvaccinated makes it worse, but you can't claim that you have a sterile environment and a sterile campus or a sterile work department just because people receive the vaccine. Just vaccinated people with the flu can still get the flu. They can still spread the flu. They can still acquire the flu, maybe not get sick, but still pass it to others. So now when you start hearing the government say, yeah, vaccinated people can still spread the virus, you know, be honest from the beginning. And I know it's not a sexy headline, and I know it might not get everybody on board, but you're really making people doubt you and distrust you when you do this back and forth. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.